Top of the ninth inning. Three more outs away from ending what has been a terrific season. What a way to cap it off. Hopefully with a victory. Raptors in front 4-1. Joey Fear with you here one final time here at Witterfield. Raptors have out-hit the Rockers 7-6. Green Bay, three errors in the field, though. So Kendall Yule will lead off his first time up with a double. But Joseph Moroic is going to be pitching. He's listed on the Raptors roster as a pitcher. He said he didn't get much work on the mound for College of Lake County. But nonetheless, he's a guy that he knows how to pitch. I mean, he's definitely a pitcher. He was listed on, but he was at shortstop for the most of the day. Johnson is there now. So 1-0 count. Joseph Moroic will go to work. He kicks, throws at a fastball low. 2-0. So 2-0 count. Raptors hoping to send this season off right. And what has been a terrific season. Been glad to be a part of it. Night in and night out. And the 2-0 just in down the plate for a strike. Paints the zone 2-1. And just been glad to just be a part of this team and what they have meant to the community. And you can't do it without any of the fans, though. And them showing up and showing to away games. You know, I've seen it, and the players have seen it as well. The fans that make the drive to these cities that aren't exactly close, other than Wausau, as it looks like a pitch violation on Moroic, 3-1. So 3-1 count, a violation on Joseph Moroic. So three balls, a strike, but, you know, what this team has meant to this organization, this community. And the 3-1 from Moroic, and it's a swing and a fly ball from Yule. Headed back, and this ball's off the wall. Yule on his way to second, and having trouble fielding it, and throwing on the first, on the second. And it's Smigalski who's out there. So Kendall Yule starts his day off with a double back-to-back day, back-to-back innings for him. Sam Polk is now due up. So Kendall Yule rips that into left center field. And Green Bay not going down without a fight. Raptors have a three-run lead, but it is definitely shaky. Green Bay's a team that can score in abundance. Sam Polk, 1-for-3. His last two times he struck out swinging. Moroic sets, fires, throws, fastball, ball. A ball up in the inside, 1-0. So Migalski's out in left field. Ordoin's center, Jack Gifford in right. Carlson at third. You have Johnson at second. You have Johnson at short, Castillo at second, and Bornick at first. A ball and a strike. 1-1 is the count. Here on Sam Polk. A 4-1 lead for the Raptors. And Moroic just outside at a ball 2-1. So two balls, one strike. Each team with seven hits. Green Bay hoping just to make something happen. In the top of the ninth. Moroic to 2-1. And a swing and a bouncer that just pulls that right field line. And out of play, 2-2. And two balls, two strikes. Seven hits each. Joseph Moroic hasn't appeared on the mound yet for the Raptors. He definitely has a pitcher's arm, you can tell. Looks very natural when he's pitching. I mean, definitely listed on the roster as a pitcher, so I'd assume he has some sort of arm. Out of Magnolia, Texas, Sam Polk. Got his fifth hit of the season, his first time up to bat. And a 2-2 from Moroic, and a swing and a ground ball over towards the shortstop. Johnson scoops it up, and the throw across his body is not on the way. Yule back to third, and the throw from Bornick to Carlson. And now taking second is Polk. The throw from Johnson to Castillo, and did not get him. So, man, Johnson thought he had him there, but unfortunately not. Bornick to Carlson, goes behind him. Johnson there to clean it up, and then throws it on to second to Castillo. But now that puts the tying run at the plate. Two in scoring position. Green Bay just not going down without a fight. So Duffy wants to have a word with Moroic. So the double play ball is not there. I mean, you can obviously get a double play, but even if they throw Cardenas out at first, so as runners in scoring position. Cardenas, the base hit, flew out to center and a walk. Ty Johnson caught that across his body and then threw it over to first, but it was late. And then Bornick threw it to third. Moroic throws outside to Duffy. 1-0. Rafters just hoping to get three more outs, get this game over with, and for them to send it off right with at least a win. Moroic steps to 1-0 and lower the zone at a ball 2-0. So Brian Dyer, pitching coach, stepping out of the dugout, wants to have a word with his pitcher, Joseph Moroic. The Spring Grove, Illinois native, Sam Polk at second, Yule at third. Two ball count right now. Green Bay, you know, for their just overall morale going into their biggest game of the season tomorrow, they're just hoping to come back here and try to win this game, even though it doesn't mean anything. They've already have home field advantage. You know, the playoff scenario is already set. This game, in retrospect, even though it is not meaningless in the sense of, you know, it's baseball, you want all the fans to come out, but as far as the playoff set, it is meaningless. But nonetheless, Rafters lead 4-1, but a tying run at the plate with Cardenas. And a 2-0 count. Moroic, the 2-0 to Cardenas, and a swing of the ball popped up towards the first baseman, Bornick, who tracks it down on the right field line and lets it drop. He lets it drop in front of him. And getting to first is Cardenas. So Bornick and Castillo, a play there that they should have easily made. So just a miscommunication on that. The bases are loaded. Kirk Schreider coming out of the dugout. And that wants to have a word with umpire Justin Duplessis. But a play that they easily should have made. Now the tying run at first. Instead of one out. So Bornick and Castillo just let that ball drop in front of them. There was no sign of communication there. And unfortunately, this brings in Mateo Matthews. Struck out swinging all three times. Rockers up to 9 hits. And the first pitch comes into strike, 0-1. So bases loaded, top of the ninth for the Rockers. 0-1 count. Three more outs away. And the 0-1 from Moroic fouled away. 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. 0-2 count. Bases loaded for Green Bay. They have no outs. I'm looking to pounce on this opportunity. Moroic to two-strike count. Way high and throwing at a wild pitch. On his way home is Yule. The throw from Duffy. The tag from Moroic, and he gets him. What a play. How about that? Alex Duffy turns around, sliding throw, and Yule goes down for one out. That was big there. Momentum boost, morale boost, everything. Moroic meets him at home plate. Chris Kreplin out of his dugout wants to have a word saying, hey, that's ridiculous. He was safe. But that was big. But the runners advance. So you have Polk to third, Cardenas to second. But a big play there. A two-strike count, one down. Moroic, the 1-2 to Matthews as a swing and a high fly ball carrying into right center field. Lordoyne at the warning track makes the grab. On his way home from third is Polk. He'll score, and now it's a 4-2 lead. But two down, one away. One out away. And this season will unfortunately come to a wrap. What has been a tremendous season. Raptors hoping for 40 wins. A 40-win team that is going to miss out on the playoffs. Seventh time the Raptors will finish above a 500. This would be the fifth year in a row they've done that. So Chabot, perhaps the final batter of the night. Two down. Moroque throws out at a ball, 1-0. Chabot, sack fly RBI and a base hit and got on base on a fielder's choice. Cardenas at third. Two gone. And the 1-0 and fouled off right side. The 1-1. So one ball, one strike. Two down. This is the second time in the past 5 years the Raptors would miss the playoffs. And the 1-1 to Chabot, and a swing and a miss up top, 1-2. One more strike away, and the Raptors will end their 2023 season with a win. And a 1-2 count, two down. Joseph Moroic looking for his first strikeout. He who comes set here on Chabot. He kicks, turns, serves the 1-2, swing and a miss. And that does it. Wisconsin Rapids in their final game of the season. They win 4-2. They're out hit 9-7, but it doesn't matter. They end their season with a W, get to 40 wins on the season as they finish their overall record 40-31, 20-16 in the second half. And they go on a 500 win percentage at home, 18-18. They were 22-13 on the road. But man, what a season it's been. And I just want to thank everybody that has been a part of this at WFHR, all the fans. All the players, the coaches, the staff for making this all possible. You know, they certainly have helped me, and I just hope that, you know, I could provide a game night in and night out to everybody, and I appreciate every listener more than you know. This has just been such a special experience for me to be here and to work for this team, to call a game every night in and night out, and to interact with players, to travel to different cities. You know, I'm not from Wisconsin, so coming here and seeing all the different places, and Wisconsin Rapids has opened their arms and has accepted me, and I just really appreciate everybody, and I want to give a huge shout-out to WFHR for their involvement with this team as players are turning around right now, tipping their cap off to the fans, and they certainly have made this team, they've made this organization proud. And I again want to thank everybody at WFHR for their involvement with the team and providing a platform for Raptors baseball. They have certainly done such a great job in working with everybody at the studio to make sure these things happen and to provide a game for us. I mean, none of this is possible without your local radio station in WFHR 97.5 FM and 1320 AM. I want to thank everybody there that has helped me and has helped this team to provide a opportunity for them to listen and to provide everybody else to get involved with the team. But game 72 unfortunately has wrapped up. And my time in Wisconsin Rapids has finished. And I just want to, again, thank everybody, players, coaches, and staff, everybody at WFHR. Wisconsin Rapids wins for one final time here at Witterfield. And as I say to everybody, my name is Joey Fear, saying so long from Wisconsin Rapids. Have a good night, everybody.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Oh, you ain't Jack, Jack, Jack. Oh, no. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah, that old number seven's got my attention. Something that you'll never have. Yeah, you treat me right and makes me feel alive. And you sure as hell can never do that. You ain't Jack, Jack, Jack. You ain't Jack, Jack. You ain't Jack, Jack, Jack. Hope you never come back, back, back. Cause you'll leave me broken, wondering, wanting the answers I couldn't find here at the bar. You ain't Jack, Jack, Jack. No, you ain't Jack, Jack, Jack. No, oh, you ain't Jack, 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 no.
Yeah. Kaylin Cole live in the doubles layer here on Maxi Radio.
So good.
That's a good way to open the festivities tonight.
Wow, thank you. Thank you very much.
You know, it's funny because I
appreciate it.
I'm sure women all over the place are tired of like guys coming up to the bar.
Yeah.
I never actually had the courage to do it. So I was I was just the gentleman drinking my beer. And
I love that for you. That's good.
Yeah. Keeps me out of trouble, I guess.
Yeah.
Now, Kaylin, by 16, you're touring the country with original music.
Yes.
You were touring, you know, through Wisconsin and Midwest, but now you opened it up. Tell us about that experience.
This is incredible.
Yeah. So I basically, I started in Wisconsin, like small town, you know, Alma Center, Milwaukee, Madison, Baraboo. I play a lot in Baraboo. Love Baraboo. However, now it's opened up to like parts of Illinois, parts of Minnesota. I just got somebody asking me if I wanted to play in Iowa next year, which is awesome. It's all about expanding your demographic and expanding your fan base. And that's what I'm trying to do as an independent artist. It's a slow but sure journey. That's for sure. And I'm in it for the long run, you know?
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
But it's great because when I moved down to Nashville, it kind of trickled down into Nashville and Kentucky. There's some people... actually, there's a... So when I was in high school, there was a foreign exchange student. His name is Wojciech. He's lovely. I love this guy. I actually got to see him this week because he came back to America for 2.5 weeks to enjoy his summer.
Oh.
And he was like, I have to see you. And I was like, I have to see you. Are you kidding? But he... dances in Poland. And so I actually have a following in Poland because his teacher, his dance instructor, dances to my songs. They make choreographs or choreography with my songs, which is amazing. So it's nice to have some European following too.
Oh my gosh. And it's so organic. So,
yes.
It's just kind of happening.
Yes, you know, it's happening for sure.
I'm sure you talked with Ty. Maybe go to Japan and get a bidet. Yes.
I know. That would be... I would love that.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
But yeah, it's been a journey, that's for sure.
You know, you talked a little bit about high school earlier. How did this whole music thing, did it impact your schooling a little bit? Or did just say, whatever, I want to do music?
It did. Mm-hmm. I didn't really have much of a social life as a high schooler. Mm-hmm. I tried to, you know, be in as many clubs and as many sports as I could be in, but I really wasn't passionate about that. I was passionate about choir, swing choir, and the musicals.
Yes.
And band, of course. Shout out Tom Shaver. Love ya. he was my band teacher. I love him so much. But it was very challenging. I had to learn how to manage my time at such a young age because I had studying to do, and I was, you know, in the top, I think it was... Yeah, top 20 of our graduating class.
Oh, geez.
So I had to learn how to have it all fit in, you know?
Yeah.
And so I did shows on Fridays and Saturdays, and Sundays I slept in and did homework. And then, of course, Monday through Friday was school.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, I'd go home and maybe try to write some songs and practice guitar, but... I mean, I wasn't good at writing songs at 16. Like, let's be honest.
Well, you need a little life experience, right?
You do.
Yes.
Thank you.
Now that school's over, I mean, you have a little more extra time to write more songs. songs and yeah. go on more tours and stuff
yes,
like that.
I do, thankfully. I do have a 9-to-5, though, but they do allow me to work from home. So that's what I'm doing up here. Okay. You know, so I work in the morning, obviously on the weekdays, and then I play shows at night. But the weekends, I'm like... Fair game, y'all.
Yeah, bye. Because how many shows did you have before you came here?
I had two.
Yeah.
So,
two today.
Yeah, I had two today.
So this is number three.
This is number three, sir. Yes,
wow.
sir. This
Pull girl that couch up going. Over there and have yeah. a relax for
I
a
know.
Second.
This girl's going places.
Nah, just give me a beer and I'm all good.
There you go. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY.
Oh, my gosh.
You can call or text Kaylin right now through the Civic Media app.
Now, what made you decide to leave Portage, Wisconsin, for the Music City in Nashville? I mean, what was it that really... you know, said, hey, I've got to change direction here.
Mm. Honestly, it was a talent competition in Ho-Chunk at the Ho-Chunk Casino in Black River Falls. There was a judge at this talent competition. His name is Chad. And he was one of the judges and heard me sing. And he came up to my mom and I and was like, do you know what Nashville, Tennessee is? And I was 16. I was like, no. I was like, where's that, bro?
It's out in Montana, right?
Yeah, it's Montana. No, but I was like, no, tell me about it. And so he's telling me, and the initial interest for Nashville was Belmont University.
Ah.
But then I was like, all right, it's that much to go a year. Cool. Let's just try the music route and be in, like, just immerse yourself in the culture there, yeah. in the music industry, go out and network. And that's what I do. That's what I did every single day. I was 18 when I moved, like Rocker said, and I only had access to a few bars that wouldn't check my ID at the door. And so I was like, all right, cool, let's play this. No, I did not drink underage. I did not do that. But what I would do with that was I would go and see these people and network and ask them, you know, their questions of how are you doing it? You know,
yeah.
All you have to do is ask. People can say no.
Right.
People say
right.
no.
Yep.
But you have to ask in order for people to help you. You can't expect it, you know?
This is amazing. What a great story.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
let's get back to live music with Kaylin Cole in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Webber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called 1103. Is this AM or PM?
I know, I saw that. It's so funny. This is PM for all of those that are wondering.
Mm-hmm.
So this song is actually really personal. It was one of my most personal ones that I've am going to put out. This is going to be on the album August 25th. I'm very excited.
Yes.
But this is about, honestly, my first true heartbreak as an adult.
Mm.
And... I wanted it to be a title that people were like, I wonder what this song is about, and click on it, you know? And it doesn't really tell a whole story the time. But in the first verse, it tells you the setting and what's happening with the people that are in the story. So I'm really excited for this one to be out.
And we're really excited to hear it right now. We're live in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Webber Group. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media with Kaylin Cole.
It's 11:03, we're in my car. The truth's coming out, rain's pouring down hard, and you're speaking, but you're not saying. The things on your mind, what's really going on? You're careful with your words, but you're careless with my heart. I'm tired, and I can't keep waiting. These feelings are fading, but I found the one. But you're faking, have me holding on to false hope, and I know that it's time to let go. So shut up and just let me say, I'll beg for attention, let myself fall in this tension. Gotta break it off, 'cause I need somebody who knows how to treat me. It's not that you did me wrong, but it's still your fault. It's to your fault. Another Friday night, making friends with the couch. Wanna get dressed up, want you to take me out and go dancing under the neon. Yeah, and still we're 2 weeks in already. Try to be clear, but you wouldn't hear me out. I'm done crying. Oh, this ain't worth any more of my time. These feelings are fading. Thought I found the one, but you're faking. Had me holding on to false hope, and I know that it's hard to let go. So shut up and just let me say, we'll beg for attention. Letting myself fall in this tension. Gotta break it off, cause I need somebody who knows how to treat me. It's not that you did me wrong, but it's still your fault. It's still your fault. Oh, 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 yeah. And you don't know what halfway is. You left me waiting there. You made your bed, I'll sleep in it. Just know I won't be there. Faded, but I found the one. But you're faking, and they holding on to false hope, and I know that it's time to let go. So shut up and just let me say, won't beg for attention. Let myself fall in this tension. Gotta break it off, cause I need somebody who knows how to treat me. It's not that you did me wrong, but it's still your fault.
Very nice.
Thank you.
I like that song. Kaylin Cole, live on The Devil's Lair and Max Inc. Radio here on Civic Media, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Rockers, it's 26 after. Should we go to break now, or do you want to do this next one now?
Why don't we go to break, Jimmy?
Let's do that.
I'm breaking a break.
Taking a break. Get up a beer. We'll be right back, live in The Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. It's Max Inc. Radio.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Today's random thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. Do you ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all first Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. Freebellyrubs.com.
Over the years, we have done our best to bring you the highest quality products our industry has to offer. And we are very excited to bring you a new location just east of the Capitol at 951 Williamson Street. Now with three locations, there's an Ignite Glass and Gifts near you, no matter which side of town you're on. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Let's torch some glass at Ignite.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Civic Media and Mad Radio 92.7 present the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series. Sunday, August 20th at the High Noon Saloon, featuring the debut of Electromag, Seven Seasons Deep, and Iron Plow. Doors open at noon, the rock starts at 1, and you're out of there by 4. It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, Sunday, August 20th at the High Noon Saloon. For tickets, go to high-noon.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. Hope you're having a great evening. Thanks for tuning in tonight. If you missed any part of the show, you can...
I'm Tony Burrell, Superintendent of the Wisconsin State Patrol. Public safety is our primary mission. Every day, our troopers and inspectors work hard to keep people and commerce moving safely. But drivers need to do their part. That means following these simple rules. Buckle up, phones down, slow down. Thanks for helping us move towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads.
A life-saving message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Massive destruction in Maui following wildfires that have claimed 80 lives. Many more people remain missing. This resident of Lahaina says the town was caught unaware.
No sirens went off, nothing. We just had to know that ourselves. It was fight or flight with no warning whatsoever. And it spread in the matter of minutes.
CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti picks up the story from there.
Every survivor we spoke with tells the same story. They never received a notice to evacuate. There were no text alerts. High wind knocked out power before the fire began, meaning there was no access to television or radio news. They were literally in the dark. Officials say many of those who died attempted to outrun the flames on foot.
Hawaii's Attorney General has launched an investigation into the local government response. When it comes to tourism,
Maui is a very popular destination. In fact, it's one of the most visited islands in Hawaii. Tourists come here and spend billions of dollars every year. And that's why it's very unusual to hear the tourism authority asking visitors to please leave this island as soon as they can so authorities can focus on the recovery effort.
CBS's Carter Evans. Former President Trump has been campaigning in Iowa today. Here's CBS's Christina Ruffini.
The crush of the cheering crowd seemingly undiminished by three criminal indictments now facing the former president.
Will you comply with the protective order?
They should really try and get this country back together. What they've done to this country by weaponization.
Yesterday, a federal judge in Washington granted the Department of Justice request to limit what Trump can say about sensitive material involved in the case.
More criminal indictments are possible in the Georgia election interference case. Another close call on a runway.
Two airplanes missed each other by just 100 feet. The FAA says it's investigating an incident where a Southwest Airlines Boeing 737 and a Cessna Citation business jet almost crashed in San Diego. An air traffic controller cleared the smaller plane to land on the same runway where the Southwest aircraft was told to taxi. The automatic traffic surveillance system at San Diego International Airport alerted the controller and the Cessna was ordered not to land. The FAA is sending a team to investigate. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Damar Hamlin is back after facing the most difficult challenge of his life.
Just chopping this tree down as much as I can, one step by one.
Hamlin played for the Buffalo Bills in a preseason opener today, his first time suited up for the Bills since the 25-year-old went into cardiac arrest in January. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your engine with Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is designed for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic in a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99, plus 2 times O Rewards points. Limits apply. Choose Syntec exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can do it all by yourself.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 57. Winds out of the northeast 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance for scattered showers. High temperatures reach up to 75. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 57. Cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 73.
And just, she wrote the nicest things. I was actually, I know you scribbled your number in there, and I was going to call you, Pam. So I'm going to call you this weekend to catch up.
Yeah, the one thing I forgot to ask, I guess I'm not for certain, are you going to be touring back here in Wisconsin at all before the end of the year? Or do you just normally post that like on your Instagram?
Yes, I will post that on my Instagram and Facebook. Also, I have your number now, so I'll just text you, Pam. But right now, I am not going to be back. However, I really want to be back next summer. And I think I will be, you know, 80% sure. So
thanks for calling, Pam.
Yes. And what I wanted to jump in and say here, we have a couple of texts as well. This one I really like. Obviously, they are listening very carefully because they say, who is your dream celebrity that you wish you could open for?
Oh, I thought they were like, who wish you can date? And I was like, oh no, we're getting into the personal things.
Oh,
no.
Funny.
No. As of right now, is this like my dream or is this like realistically like the next step?
Just throw it out there, whatever you feel.
I would love to open for Lainey Wilson.
Oh,
I know that she's like on the rise with her career right now. Mm-hmm. She is killing it. I love her voice. I love her personality. I feel like she's a very authentic artist.
Yep.
And I would just love to be somebody who supports her act.
That's perfect.
I would love that.
Okay. And I thank them for texting.
Yes.
The other one, I have to read this really quick.
Okay.
Hey, KK.
Hey, KK.
Love you. It's Grams and Pops.
Go,
oh, no. Not the grandma.
Yes.
And thanks, then they grandma. Said, I love you.
You're still crazy.
Yeah. They know. You know where I get it from?
Oh,
them.
I love this so much. Oh, my
Well, thanks,
gosh.
Grandma. Love you.
One thing that we want to ask you about, because you were on, I think we were saying 5 or 6 weeks ago.
Yes.
And then we were doing some other shows and we were doing some other things. Meantime, you did too. You went to Europe.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about this. You backpacked? Did you do some music?
You were leaving the next day, actually.
Yes, I was. Man. It was actually insane. Yeah. So my friend Chelsea in Nashville, she and I, we've been friends for, you know, a couple years. Her friend was supposed to go with her. They started planning this trip last November. Her friend lost her passport, was not able to go. And I was like, wow. I have my passport. So, I mean, I would love to go. My friend Chelsea called me. I was on my way back home from a show. And she was like, what are you doing right now? I was like, I'm driving. What's up? And she was like, I know this is such a crazy question right now. And I totally expect you to say no. But would you want to go to Europe with me in 4 days? I'm like, 4 days? Sign me up. I was like, okay. It was crazy. I mean, this is the part of my life where I can do things like that. And I can afford to do those things because, you know, I don't have a husband. I don't have kids. I don't have to check in a whole lot. The only thing I had to check in with was work.
Oh,
and I will say it time and time again. I love the 9-to-5 that I have in Nashville. It's a corporate company from coast to coast. And I do staffing for the company, but I can do that from wherever.
Oh, that's so perfect.
Yeah. Yes. So while I was in Europe, I had a full day, and then their 9 a.m. is my 5 or 4 p.m. in Europe. So I just started from 4 to midnight. I just worked and then explored in the morning. It was amazing.
Oh,
I saw
so
many things, met so many people. It'll be... It's because I'm just going to remember it my entire life.
That's called living the life right there.
Living
the life the way it should be lived.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. I loved it.
I look forward to retiring and just travel somewhere at a drop of the hat.
Isn't that amazing?
I would love to do that.
Yep.
Soon.
Yeah.
No. I got a few more belly rubs to get, but soon.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jimmy. On August 25th, Kaylin, you are releasing your sophomore EP, Bourbon Warfare.
Yes.
And first, tell us about the title of the EP and then about the EP itself.
Okay. Well, the title of the EP, I was sitting down with my producer, Ben Reno. He has produced this entire album. He is a very talented guy. And we were just talking about, you know, the title of the album. I was like, I don't want it to be Kaylin Cole, you know, because it's a sophomore album. And even my first album was not my name. So I was just like, what catches people's attention? Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily my name, especially my fans. Like, they know who I am already. Bourbon Warfare is just such a different title, you know? So people, I feel like, are going to be intrigued, and they're just going to be like, what is this about? And Bourbon Warfare is all about basically a coming of age album of figuring out who you are, what you like to do, what you don't like to do, what your boundaries are as a person, and just figuring out your life as a mid 20 something, you know? And it's a very personal album. All of this music I have had a hand in writing, and I just have so many people to thank with this album. But there's been so many people that have been a part of it and have been just supportive with it. And the Bourbon Warfare is one of the songs in the album.
Yeah.
So Bourbon Warfare, I'll be playing it for you tonight, but that's the title track of the album.
Well, we're all still trying to figure it out, you know. Even we older adults.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm not old. So. What are you talking about?
And I feel like you see a theme here. Like, I played You Ain't Jack. There's Bourbon Warfare.
Yeah.
Working on it is working on Jack. Like, it's just, I love whiskey.
Well, and so Jack, there's a whiskey,
yes,
right?
Yes, Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniels. Mm-hmm. And so on the cover, you're pouring a bottle of Jack Daniels whiskey onto the ground. Now, in Wisconsin, that could be considered a crime.
A crime, right? Yes.
At least it wasn't
Don't
brandy.
Worry. There was a cup I was pouring it in.
Okay.
Don't worry.
I was thinking there might be a person laying on the ground with their mouth open, you know?
Wouldn't that be so funny if it was like BTS of You Ain't Jack photo shoot? Like, somebody with their mouth open? That would be hilarious.
Oh, my goodness. Let's get back to live music with Kaylin Cole in The Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's the title cut from your EP, Bourbon Warfare.
Oh, I love
so
this.
Excited.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about this song of choices.
Yes. So this song is, I wrote it with Kurt Stevens and Kent Jenkins, and they're both lovely lads. This was actually our first write, and Kurt came in with the idea, and I met him at a show, and I was like, I would love to write with you. He's just an amazing artist himself. He has a couple of songs that he just released this summer. But anyway, we were in a room, and he comes out with this title, and I was like, oh my God. I was kind of taken aback. I was like, this is awesome. I love this. And the way that we went, the direction that we went with the song is just exactly what I imagined. And he was happy with it. I was happy with it. Nobody was cutting it. And I just asked the boys, I was like, is it okay if I cut it? My personal, one of my morals, I guess, is if I didn't come up with the idea in the room and I want to cut the song, I want to ask all of the writers to see if it's okay. I mean, technically, legally, we can all cut it, but just a respect thing, you know, for them. Mm-hmm. And Kurt was like, go for it.
Oh,
and I was like,
that's good.
All right. So I'm actually going to be, him and I are going to be doing a project with it soon that you'll probably see in the next couple of months. So
we'll be watching.
I'm excited. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kaylin Cole is live in the Devil's Lair right now, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Turn up the volume right now. Kaylin Cole live on the Devil's Lair.
Mm-hmm. talk slow when it's late at night and you're just getting home. I can see it in your eyes, I can smell it on your words. They cut like a knife, 'cause you know where it hurts. And this bourbon warfare, nobody wins. I didn't sign up to fight in this battle that we're in. I don't want to be another late night casualty, so you'll have to choose to be with me. What's it gonna be? Brought back from Rome, it's in pieces in the ground. In this house that don't feel like a home, can't put it back together. But there's still a chance that we could be together if you could be a better man. In this bourbon warfare, nobody wins. I didn't sign. I don't want to be another late night casualty, so you'll have to choose. Can be my me. What's it gonna be? Yeah. Oh, what's it gonna be? Oh, oh, that battle on me and this bourbon warfare. Didn't sign up to fight in this battle that we're in. I don't want to be another late night casualty, so you'll have to choose Jim Beam or me. Yeah, you'll have to choose Jim Beam or me. What's it gonna be?
Kalen Cole live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio. I like that song. That was cool.
Thank you. So good. Very we good. Are getting more texts.
Oh, good.
Text blowing up tonight.
I love it.
Blow
it
up, people. I don't know who this is from, but I love this comment. I have dreamed of you on the radio being interviewed and singing for years. This makes me so happy to hear you tonight.
Oh. That is so sweet.
I will respond and tell them thank you.
Ask that texter if they have the winning lottery numbers, too.
Another person saying, we are so proud of you.
Oh, my God. And they're going to make me cry.
Oh, well, and this one, love you, Kalen, Eddie and Tilly Graham.
Oh, my grandma. Grandma. Oh.
So you have both grandparents
listening. We got both grandparents listening. Oh, my you know why? Goodness. Because I texted them this morning to download the Civic Media
and
app.
And they did it.
And they did.
And they figured out how to
do it. I love you guys so much. Oh.
That's awesome.
This is terrific.
Yeah, this has been really fun.
And Pam is actually still on hold. I don't know if we missed a question. Pam, did you have another question? Nope, she's gone.
Okay.
Oh, she's there.
Oh.
Say that again.
How can I find out like different spots you're playing at in Nashville? Because that's not something you list. That's more the local places there, correct? That they list.
Yes. Yes. Pam, I post on my Facebook and Instagram stories, typically a couple of days before, where I'm going to be performing. So that actually takes us into our next question,
it
I think.
Does.
But I love you, Pam. I'm going to give you a call tomorrow.
And Uncle Jason.
You don't have to worry about that. You just keep on doing it. Keep on working on it.
She loves that song. I love her.
Yes.
Pam brought it home there.
Yeah, that was she great. Totally brought it home.
Uncle Jason just texted as well.
Oh, Jason.
Got the whole family listening. Yeah.
He just said, I love you so much.
I love you too, Jason. They're actually family camping right now.
Wow.
So after this, I might gander down there, you know.
That's perfect.
Take a little gander.
So
it's amazing. Yeah.
Well, now, Kaylin, you have a show tomorrow, August 13th. Yes. It's at the Tumbled Rock Brewery in Baraboo, Wisconsin.
Yes.
Home is where the heart is. Tell us about playing for your hometown crowd and coming back to the Midwest. Is this a reverse culture shock for you?
Honestly, it is recharging for me to come back to the Midwest because, one, I always like to make it a... I love to make the effort to come back home because, one, I get to see my family, but, two, I also get to see the people who started supporting me from day one, which is a really big deal. If I, you know, let's say I blow up next year or the year after that, I would love to try to make it to, you know, Madison or Milwaukee or just fit Wisconsin or the Midwest in there somehow, some way, because I just think that's fair because you need to tend to your fans and that's what they make you who you are, you know, at the end of the day. So I would just love to come back here every time I come on tour and usually that's in the summer. So I plan on being back for sure.
That's good.
You're probably
going to
blow up before a couple of years.
I would think so.
I don't know.
You're kind of blowing up tonight, right?
You know? Oh my gosh. No, it's been really fun. I just, you know, it's a journey. Everybody's journey is different. It's really hard when you said, you know, reverse culture shock. It's so nice to come back because people just want to hear your music and they want to hear your story. And it's just so nice to be performing and just let that, you know, all of the networking and everything, like, let that go. Let your guard down a little bit when you come back home. And it, I do really feel that here. In Nashville, it's more competitive.
Oh, it really is.
More people, more competitive. And I have friends down there. I'm very thankful for them. But it's just different coming back here because it's almost like a safe space for me.
I love that. Home. Yeah, it's all about home
it
sometimes.
It is about home.
So, Pam, here you go. Nashville. August 15th the Dogwood.
Yes.
And the 16th at the Fieldhouse Tavern.
Yes.
And you said Nashville is pretty competitive. Tell us a little bit about the scene for us Wisconsinites. Like, you know, like if somebody's going to go down there, a new person, a young person, they want to move to Nashville. Ooh. What would you tell them?
I would tell them to go out as much as you can to in as many places as you can, meet people. That is all getting to where you want to go in Nashville right now. In this industry is all about knowing who you know. It's just people who you know. It's your contacts. I don't know what it was like, you know, 40 or 50 years ago. However, nowadays it is sometimes it's, you know, money. Money is always a great thing to push people's way and then they can get you a little bit quicker to where you want to go. However, if you want to do it in an organic in an authentic way, it's meet people and create relationship with them because relationships go for years, you know, and people, first impressions are very important. They really are, especially in Nashville. So
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY or call or text on the Civic Media app. Rocker, we got Maxine Kevy coming up at the top of the hour. We're going to pay a tribute to Joey Jonas from Bad Year. Riley and Jordan for Music for the Masses coming up. Also, Essential Last Crack. And Robert Halstead from Sky Urchin will join us here. And I think we have time for one more song, Rocker.
Oh, I hope so.
Let's try it. Yeah. Let's get back to live music in the Devil's Lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have tonight is called By Now. Tell us about this song before you play.
And I kind of made it the last song on purpose because it's called By Now. No pun intended. But it's called By Now because it has two meanings, actually. So it's a double entendre. I wrote this with Julielle, who lives in Nashville. She's actually my roommate. I freaking love her. But then PJ Repetto, he's also a great guy. And yeah, I just loved getting into the room with them. I asked them, I was like, all right, how is everybody feeling today? And Julia was like, I'm feeling sassy. And I was like, me too. Great. I'm glad we're on the same page. And PJ was like, all right, well, I guess we're going to write a sassy song. So it's all about knowing your worth and just not taking anything from anybody. And it's just like, you know what? Maybe you should be X out of my life. Bye now. It's kind of harsh, but I like it. It's good.
I love that attitude.
I do too.
Let's get into it right now. Kayla Cole live in the Devil's Lair. Got about 4 minutes here. Take it away.
Sitting all alone, been ready to go. Should have been here 9:15. Can't blame it on the Chevy. You used that one already, and I'm not giving in this time. Don't bother coming all the way out here. The last you'll see of me is in your rearview mirror. By now, have 40 in the bank and 20 down on a house. By now, know it's better to be lonely than be waiting around. And by now, got my foot on the gas and you keep slowing me now. Get out of my way, got nothing to say. So the last thing out of my mouth is by now. By now, yeah. Should've met me at the half, but you couldn't do that. Now the whole thing's going south. They don't want it that bad. Gonna miss with your half, but you're never gonna forget this. Goodbye now. Have 40 in the bank and 20 down on a house. By now, know it's better to be lonely than be waiting around. And by now, got my foot on the gas and you keep slowing me down. Get out of my way, got nothing to say. So the last thing out of my mouth is by now. Oh, yeah. In the bank and 20 down on the house. By now, know it's better to be lonely than be waiting around. And by now, got my foot on the gas and you keep slowing me down. Get out of my way, got nothing to say. So the last thing out of my mouth, been wrapped around your finger. You shouldn't pull the trigger and there should have been a rock on mine. So by now, yeah, by now, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Kaylin Cole live in the Devil's Lair.
Been such a fun time.
That's all these songs you've shared with us tonight.
Yes.
Are
you.
So fun to listen to. They
Thank
have
you.
They have soul, they have meeting, and we love it. Thank you so much for coming
that.
In.
Thank you.
That one really got me. Yeah. I think that's my I love all of them, but I think that's my favorite.
Well, shoot,
right
I
now.
Might have to cut it.
Well, it was just recorded tonight.
Yeah, it was just recorded on Max Inc. Radio.
All right, so for the people out there that are with their jaws on the floor right now, tell us where we can see you next and how we can get your music.
Again, tomorrow, Sunday at 6 to 9 p.m., you can see me at Tumbled Rock Brewery in Baraboo, Wisconsin. It is always packed out, so make sure to get a good seat and get there early. But then I also have shows. Feel free to message me on Facebook, people. I am very friendly.
You like to chat with the fans?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I totally
and she
do.
Does.
I
yes.
totally do. Mm-hmm. I love doing it. But I tell everybody at my live shows, when you come to Nashville, let me know. One will ask you, you know, if you have time to come out to shows. And I would love to grab a drink with anybody, too. I mean,
excellent.
I don't hate. So, yeah. Kaylin. Cole is Kole. Definitely go look me up. I have a website, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, all that stuff.
Good.
Awesome.
What a night, you guys.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Live in the Devil's Lair.
All right. Yeah. Woo!
Terry, yes. Rocker, it's been a fun evening breaking in the brand new studio.
No kidding.
Let's go get pizza.
Let's go get pizza. We'll be back again next week.
Yes.
We got Max Inc. Heavy coming
Have
up next.
Have fun with the Heavy.
We got Sky Urchin, Essential Last Crack. We got Music for the Masses in Watertown. That's next weekend. We'll have the interview with that. And we're going to pay tribute to Joey Jonas from Bad Year, who passed away. That's coming up next. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
Thanks, everyone.
Great. 10 years ago, we opened with a single location. We had one glass blower, that's me, and a full display of artistically created glass pipes and products. Today, you've helped us grow to 3 successful locations. Ignite Glass and Gifts thanks you for your continued support. We'll be here as long as you need us. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. One solid decade. Man, does that feel good.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
You're listening to a Civic Media radio station. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
ABC News.